Live from the crossroads of Southern food and culture, you're tuned in to Let's Eat, Y'all, the radio show that dishes on the people, places, ingredients, and events that define Southern food. Pull up a chair. It's time to taste more in your food with your host, food industry entrepreneur and co-founder of Eat, Y'all, Andy Chapman.
Got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be visiting with Valerie Davis Lee from Georgia, although she is in South Carolina. We'll be talking about some oysters, some cocktail sauce, how all of that ties in. You'll find out here in just a minute. Be sure and visit eatyall.com and click on our sponsors. Check them out. We've got Delta Blues Rice, Visit Ridgeland, Simmons Catfish, and your Southern Peanut Growers. Be sure and check them out. Visit them. If you've never been to Ridgeland, Mississippi, you are missing out. And our other products are incredible. Delta Blues Rice, those guys, we did a show with them not too long ago. Be sure and go listen to that. It's amazing to hear straight from the farmer and hear what they're doing. And so just wanted to remind you about that. But without further ado, Valerie Davis Lee, it's good to have you on the show today, girl.
Good to be here, Andy.
Now, we met Valerie over in Atlanta. We were taking some of our products over to market, which we'll have to talk about market a little bit, because that was a wild time being in the only one booth in a building with 16 floors and a couple hundred booths on each floor. But Valerie has an incredible product, and I want you to tell our listeners about, what your product is and kind of how you ended up doing something as crazy as having a food product.
Well, it's Valley's Famous Cocktail Sauce, small batch crafted Southern family recipe featuring fresh lime and grated horseradish. People often ask me where the name Valene comes from. My aunt started calling me Valene ever since I was young, and that's when I started making my cocktail sauce, but always with a lime twist. And she'd say, Valene, get in that kitchen and make some more of that famous cocktail sauce. And that's exactly what I've been doing. It wasn't until 2010 when my brother-in-law said, you need to sell this. And that's when the thought started turning in my head. I didn't start working on it until November of 2013.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how many years did you make it before it became a real product?
So when we started working on this venture, I couldn't exactly remember the date. I just know I was probably around 10 or so. Growing up in the coastal region along the Savannah River, we always had fresh seafood. We didn't think anything about going crabbing on the back rivers of the Savannah, bringing in shrimp. You know, it was just a local staple.
Just what you do.
What we do.
That's funny. Being on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, it is very... When I first moved for a brief time down to Bay St. Louis and Waveland, the locals were like, yeah, why don't you take the kids crabbing? You know, why don't you go? And I was like, I don't know how to catch a crab. Why do you do that? And they're like, oh, I'll just get you a chicken neck and put it in, tie it to the boom, nothing to it. And so it's neat to be in a different part of the country and see where that local products are so, you know, they're widely respected, renowned products, and we can just walk out your back door and catch you a mess of them if you wanted to in certain places.
Yeah, we always use the chicken necks too in Savannah.
So yeah, really?
It must be universal.
I'd never bought a pack of chicken necks, and maybe that's what they're sold for exclusively. I don't know, but that was funny. I remember when the lady told me, yeah, get you a pack of chicken necks. But I guess they tie into the bottom of the crab net pretty well. Maybe that's the deal.
And they like them.
Well, they do. Well, so you were 10 when you started making this this concoction. And then you said 2013 was your first kind of foray into getting it really rolling. How far apart was that?
So that would have been about 20 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, well, kind of funny story is my husband grew up in North Georgia. So he never understood why I had to take all of my ingredients all the time to any party we were doing, any like friend function. I was like, no, I have to have my cocktail sauce. Everybody loves it. I'm like, you can't, you know, purchase something in the store and just duplicate it. And he just never understood until we started on this venture and we started actually purchasing jars from all over wherever anybody was located. And he was like, wow, Val, I really understand what you're trying to do.
That's amazing. You know, as we've talked, we actually have a sauce product, and we would make it. We would make the Sugar Taylor sauce. It's actually named after my daughter, who was 6 at the time, who helped me make it. But it is funny how people just would tell us, "Hey, you've got to bring you're bringing the sauce, right?" We would make incredible artisan pulled pork. You're bringing the Sugar Taylor sauce, right? Yeah, we'll bring it. So it is funny because if you have a following, it's really hard to just not go, okay, we're going to bottle it.
Yeah, and I didn't want to like eat the seafood and stuff if I didn't have my sauce, because it wasn't the same.
Wow. This is Andy Chapman. We're visiting with Valerie Davis Lee right here on Eat Y'all Radio. And Valerie is going to tell us more about her cocktail sauce. Now, you mentioned it has a twist of lime. What makes yours, what makes that sauce so unique and so good to you?
I would definitely say the lime finish. After, you know, doing a lot of research, I haven't found any other cocktail sauces that use lime. And also, we don't skimp on the horseradish. I found that a lot of people, from when they taste Valine compared to other jars they might have purchased elsewhere, they're like, wow, we can really taste the horseradish. And they love the lime twist. Just this past weekend, I was telling some guys, you know, it makes a great Bloody Mary addition. And they were just amazed at how good it was in the Bloody Mary.
I bet. You know, what's one of the... What are some of the craziest ways it's been used as a kind of addition to a product?
I would definitely say I love it in my meatloaf recipe. I've never been a huge fan of meatloaf because the ketchup consistency is a little too sweet for me. But using Valine's Famous Cocktail Sauce in it, it just gives it a nice balance and it has a kick of heat in it.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea. Well, and yeah. I will admit to our listeners, I tested the sauce as I tested dozens of products in Atlanta. And her sauce was so good. And it did, I mean, the horseradish was really, really solid, but it wasn't overpowering. A lot of times down here on the coast, they actually just have just naked horseradish. I mean, it's just they'll have some just in a little jar at your table for you when you're doing oysters or whatever, and you'll take a bite of that and it'll clean your sinuses right out. You'll just be hard to breathe almost. And I loved how it was there, but it didn't like kill you. You know, it was really solid. And we'll be right back with more with Valerie Davis Lee. But just want to remind you, this segment of the show brought to you by Visit Ridgeland. You can visit Ridgeland on the web at visitridgeland.com. Ridgeland, Mississippi, they've got dozens of incredible restaurants, great hotels, world-class shopping. They also have the Ross Barnett Reservoir, bike trails, everything you need all in one place. Go to visitridgeland.com and book your trip today. You're going to thank me.
All right, so yesterday you told me you guys did an event. Tell our listeners about what you spent your afternoon doing.
So yesterday I was in Bluffton, South Carolina, beautiful historic town on the May River. I helped with the Bluffton Rotary Club, so they put on their annual oyster roast always the weekend before the Super Bowl. Weather was beautiful, 55 degrees, clear skies, not much wind. We think we had around 1,200 people, and they served Valene's Famous Cocktail Sauce. There were the oysters. Just a fantastic event, and I couldn't have asked for a better timing to use it.
Wow. 1,200 folks. How many bottles of sauce did you go through?
We think it was around 5 gallons.
You just...
So, 16 cups in a gallon now.
So that's quite a bit.
Yeah. And some people, you know, they're like, well, we don't use cocktail sauce with our oysters. And I would just say, well, you haven't tried Valene's. Just go ahead and try it. Just put a little dab on there, and they would like it. And they'd say, oh, well, we'll try it since it's yours.
The being there and sampling it out made a big difference, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'd go around and talk to all the people, which I had friends and family there, too, so they would go out and do some marketing for me also. But everybody knew who I was because I always love wearing my Georgia red boots. Had on a pretty red coat. And so everybody was like, oh, that's Valene over there.
So you make yourself hard to miss at those events, huh?
Oh, yeah. So definitely.
Well, those have... So... Have you done a lot of events like that, or is this one of the first ones? Or
this is probably my largest event. My other events have mostly been tastings. So I guess this is like my first, you know, fundraiser where they use my product as a, you know, showcase.
Well, that sounds exciting. I'm sure you'll be doing a lot more.
Yeah, I hope I get to come back next year. And then they've got other events this summer. And it's also nice because wherever I've been in the coastal area, I have family. So that's always nice to be able to have some place to stay.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you travel around, it saves a lot of money if you can spend a few nights with people you know.
Oh, yeah, those taxes add up.
I'm telling you. When we were at market, we got to stay with my brother and his wife, and I had to tell them, hey, we want to stay there and be like terrible company because we're going to be gone most of the time and we just need a bed. But we actually did get to hang out with them two nights, but most of the time we were just up before they were up, and sometimes we came home after they had gone to bed because that market, man, it's a tough job.
Yeah, I have a funny story about that. The lady I was staying with, Lydia Ann, really nice lady from Renz, Georgia, although she lives in Atlanta now, we met her at the Garden and Gun event in Charleston, South Carolina, the beginning of December. So my mom struck up a conversation with her, you know, she invited us over to her house. She was house-sitting in Charleston. We had wine and everything. And she was like, whenever y'all are up in the area, come and visit me. I've got this house. You know, my kids are all gone. So I was like, okay. So you never invite us somewhere because if we have gas in the car, we are gone. So I text her once I got the invite that I could go to America's Mart. And I said, Lydia Ann, can I come and stay with you? Now I'm going to be there. I won't be there long. You know, I won't hardly see you. So I got up to her house and all, and I said, did you really think you'd see me this soon? And she said, no.
Oh, I've told people many times, hey, look, don't say come see us anytime because we'll show up. We might bring three kids with us too.
A Southern thing.
Yeah, and I mean, I tell people all the time, "Hey, we got plenty of room. Come see us if you're ever this way." And it's, I mean, sometimes people take us up on it, but not as much as I'd like, because we love having company and cooking for folks, and you never get to visit with somebody like you do when they're staying with you, because you just, I don't know, there's something Southern about having company overnight.
Yeah, I still cook for two nights out of the stay.
Oh, really?
The other nights, I was like, let's go out one night, then one night, I love Fellini's Pizza in the Atlanta area, so I had to pick up a pizza for us one night.
That's hilarious. We actually ate there ourselves, and that's one of my brother's favorite places to eat. And the one night we didn't check in with them, we had already eaten at Fellini's. So that's really funny. This is Andy Chapman. We're on Eat Y'all Radio visiting with Valerie Davis Lee, talking about Elaine's famous cocktail sauce. And so we're glad you're listening to us. This segment is brought to you by Delta Blues Rice. And you can learn more about Delta Blues Rice from Ruval, Mississippi at deltabluesrice.com. Well, Val, what's next for you? You've got one product. You're moving and shaking. I know you're itching to get more and more time in this business. What's next on your plate?
As far as products go or events?
Well, both. I mean, if you got one great product, number two's got to be already kind of matriculating, right?
Well, I definitely say we're working on my tartar sauce. That's always been a family and friend favorite. Of course, my cocktail sauce is like my baby, so that's what I wanted to start out with. And then also, growing up in the Savannah area, my grandmother's sister lived in Beaufort, South Carolina. So during the summer times, I'd spend half the summer over there, but they never ate cocktail sauce. They always ate my Aunt Ruth's shrimp sauce, more of a mayo-based sauce that they would use for shrimp or anything else, seafood. So that's in the pipeline, and hopefully we'll have those all ready for the holidays.
Wow. We'll be right back with our final segment with Val. This segment brought to you by Delta Blues Rice. Visit deltabluesrice.com for more information about the farm and the family there in Ruval, Mississippi. It's a fantastic, really incredible operation. I got to go drive a combine this past year. Got to do a little duck hunting out there. Beautiful area. Incredible guys. Really solid product. And if you've never had a pure variety of rice, just one variety in a bowl on your table, you're missing out. Be sure and go to deltabluesrice.com for more on them. And you can actually pick up some Delta Blues Rice at letseatyall.com. You can check out the shopping cart there. We've got loads of great products in there. So be sure and find Delta Blues Rice in there. Stick around. We'll be right back with our final segment with Val. Tell us what your day job is. Like, I know you kind of do the work-life balance thing, like many of us do. What's your official job at this moment, too?
I am a CPA by day, entrepreneur by night. So it helps with my creative side. Nobody thinks I'm a CPA because they're like, you do not fit the typical mold. But it's helped me along. You know, there's a lot of rules and regulations. There's a lot of filings that go into, you know, starting a business. So that's really been helpful, and I've also helped some other friends I've met along the way, you know, because all that adds up if you have to pay someone for, legal or tax help.
Oh, yeah. So you're actually probably one of the best-equipped new small businesses in the country, because you've got a great product, but you're going to know how to keep up with your sales tax and inventory tax and all the different pieces of that puzzle that we've had to really cut our teeth on.
I've learned a couple of things along the way, you know, because whenever it's your business, you really kind of pay attention to things a lot. You know, you're like listening to all the details.
Oh, absolutely. When it's your business, there's nobody else that you can really say, I should have not, they were supposed to do that. Yeah, the buck has to stop with you, I guess. Well, so you've got a sauce, you've got a maybe a future shrimp sauce. You've got some events coming up, maybe that you'll be at?
Yes, so February, I'll be back down at the market at Sea Island. They do a monthly market. Sorry, that's at St. Simons
Oh, really?
Island,
St. Simons Island. Wow.
Georgia. So they do a monthly market during the winter months. During the summertime, they start to pick up more. I think they do it twice. So we'll be back there Valentine's Saturday, February 14th. We've done it. We didn't go in January. We went in December and had a great turnout. Just a lot of fun. They showcase all types of artisan food products, but also if you're a artisan maker. So we'll be there for that. And then in March, I'll be doing a tasting at Low Country Gourmet Foods in Savannah, Georgia.
Wow. All right. I know your website, as we sit here right now, is not quite finished, but your website is called, give folks your website, how to find you.
My website is www.valingsfamous.com. And we are supposed to be ready for launching e-commerce wise by next Friday. But also, how people can go to the landing page at valingsfamous.com and the email will come directly to me. So we've still been getting lots of orders. I've just, you know, kind of been processing them myself rather than just submitting through the website.
Yeah, that's great. Your product looks great. I'm sure the website, when it's rolled out, is going to look amazing, and I can't wait to see that. And we'll be sure and share that on the Eat Y'all Twitter and Facebook. Now, are you on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram?
I am on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So Twitter and Instagram are Valing's Famous. Facebook is Valing's Famous Cocktail Sauce.
There you go. Well, I really appreciate you taking time to visit with us this afternoon, and we're so excited about your business and your product coming to life out there in South Carolina, but it's a Georgia innovation, right?
The Georgia story. I can't leave my roots.
Well, and you know, I think I told you our family is from the Atlanta area, so it's neat to see another something rooted there doing well, and we're so proud to know you guys and what you're doing, and can't wait to see what's next for you.
Can't wait to do some more events with y'all too.
Well, we're gonna have, for our listeners, we're gonna try to get Val to come down to Mississippi and take her cocktail sauce on the road. We've got tons of Gulf shrimp, tons of Gulf oysters, and we'll have to get her down here and have a little fun with that. You know, it's funny, we took our kids to we have three kids, and then we have actually a neighbor kid that's like ours. He goes on vacation with us. We went to Key West, and we've been driving. It was a really, really long trip to get there because we drove the whole way. And the first night we got to our destination, I'd actually almost broken my ankle, and I was hobbling around on a cane, and it was like a long way to the restaurant. And so I was like, y'all go in and sit down and start eating, and I'm going to take my time and I'll get there. And so I walk up finally to the table, and we got there, and my two boys that came with me had already eaten. I think they were on their third shrimp cocktail. They were nuts about the shrimp cocktail, and they're like, "Oh, it's so good!" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's $16.50." You're three deep. But it was hilarious to see how much they love shrimp cocktail. And I've tried to make it, and I'm much rather, there are some things you just much rather buy because it's perfect when you get it. And so you've got a great product, and I know I haven't actually shared it with them yet because I want to make sure I get some, but we do have some huge shrimp cocktail fans, and I know they will be all over it. You can come down here and we'll do a shrimp boil or do some oysters or something. They'll be all over that.
Oh yeah. And that's what I mean, it's a natural condiment food, but I also love it as, you know, a burger topper, and as I was saying, in my meatloaf, robust Bloody Mary. I even use it as a topper on my grandmother's cheese spread. That's one of all of these recipes are going to be on my website. So, you know, just trying to transcend the typical, you know, uses for cocktail sauce. It's just not for shrimp anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And there's, I think the meatloaf thing is something that, I'm not crazy about meatloaf, but you put a little kick and zip into it, I can get behind some meatloaf.
Yeah, I was really surprised when half the pan was gone because my husband ate it all.
Product testing turned out well there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, Valerie, thank you so much for spending time with us today. We will we'll post a link to her website and Twitter and Facebook and all that when this edition goes up. And we look forward to doing something with you very soon. And thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap us up today. We enjoyed having Valerie on the show. You can find out more about her products and her company at valinesfamous.com. That's V-A-L-I-N-E-S famous.com. Shoot us an email, info@eatyall.com. If you've got a great idea for a guest to be on the show, I'd love to hear from you. Or if you've got any feedback for us, we'd love to hear from you. info@eatyall.com is the best way to get in touch with us. I'm Andy Chapman. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.